And this would be the Art Drysdale vignette, Visit an Arboretum, 3, 2, 1. Many homeowners need a new tree but don't want one that's going to grow large. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More in a moment. Sorry about that. 3, 2, 1. Some homeowners may buy a resale home because they like the house, but they don't like the garden. The overgrown property may be dominated by one or several huge trees that allow limited choice in gardening, a shade or woodland planting. While such may be popular with some, it will not be with those who wish to grow a wide range of vegetables or flowers such as roses, lilies, and other sun lovers. The answer is the removal of virtually all of the old garden, including the huge old shade trees, regardless of their condition. While this may appear to be committing a sin, in view of all the publicity regarding the need to plant trees, homeowners who take this route will actually be planting more trees and shrubs than they are removing, and they will be planting for the future, for in most cases the new plants will be helping to purify our air and moderate our climate long after the old shade trees would have died. However, it takes a great deal of pondering and soul-searching. The answer is the planting of one or several trees this autumn. In the last decades, the choice of smaller growing shade trees has improved substantially. Before deciding, I suggest visiting an arboretum, the University of Guelph, Royal Botanical Gardens, Hamilton Burlington, or Mount Pleasant Cemetery in Toronto, and spending some time examining some of the fine trees. I'm Art Drysdale.